Hey, Astra here with today's episode of the Money Moxie Daily Podcast. And today I'll say a few words about money intelligence. And what I mean by money intelligence is how intelligent you are or you feel when it comes to money. And we could say also money smarts. Or, financial intuition. And I know that a lot of us have grown up with the misconception that we aren't good with money. And even perpetuate that belief by saying out loud in certain situations, like, oh, I don't have the financial background that it takes to invest and get, a great return on my investments, or I'm not good with money, or I really wouldn't know what to do with all that money, and all many different versions of really the same belief, And what's really happening there is we're allowing belief systems we've taken on from whether it's, family members or society, or just ancient beliefs that have been around for generations, ancestral, belief systems. And we're allowing those to get in the way of the fact that we really do hold all of the knowledge and wisdom that we need when it comes to money and when it comes to everything. So each of us has a soul, and our souls really are these wells of wisdom. As far as money intelligence, being the abundance alchemists we're here to be, and being the creators we're here to be, because for many of us, really, money starts to flow in when we're tapped into our. The phrase that's coming to mind is our eternal creator. Our inner eternal creator is actually what's coming to mind. And everyone that has a soul, and that's you and me, and anyone listening to this, we as souls hold the power of eternal creation, which means that at any given moment, we can create ways in which to draw money into our lives. We can create ways in which to heighten our abundance and welcome more financial abundance into our lives. Whether it's, ideas for businesses, or if we already have businesses, ideas for a new service or a new product. Or a new class, or whatever it is, an idea for a joint venture with a business partner that, creating this with them would be more possible as a duet, as it were, than if you were going to try to do this particular thing on your own. Or maybe they have specific gifts that they can bring in, and then you have your unique gifts that you bring in to, to the project with them as well. And through the co-creation and the co-mingling of your gifts, you create a whole unique other thing that would not have been possible, without the partnership. So pardon me, a little tickle in my throat. This actually happens when I speak my truth. Oftentimes, when I really hit on something, I start to get this little tickle because it's my throat chakra speaking my truth, and all the old gunk is getting out of the way. Ah, our bodies have wisdom. So the point being is that your money intelligence is through the roof and beyond, and any little excuse or block that may have been standing in your way before this time is just that. It's just an energy that's not yours, or a belief system that's not yours, or just a habit of saying you're not good with money, but that really isn't the truth, and it stems from something that was never true, but just something that was taught, just an old belief system. And when you say it no longer has power over you, it must be so. If you say a conscious yes to knowing that you hold all the money intelligence you will ever need, then it must be so. You create it that way. I hope that this little recording is of benefit to you, and please let me know if it is. I appreciate you.